This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. The Patrick administration will release its proposed state budget next week, but today it offered a peek at that budget that's good news for Massachusetts communities. They learned that they can count on the same amount of local aid next year as they received this year, and as WBUR's Deborah Becker reports, many municipal leaders say they're relieved.
Lieutenant Governor Tim Murray addressed local aid at the annual Massachusetts Municipal Association conference today. He told the municipal leaders that the proposed state budget for fiscal year 2013 includes level funding for overall local aid to cities and towns, but an increase in education money.
Our budget proposes to fund local aid at more than $5.2 billion, including $4.1 billion for Chapter 70 education aid, which is a $145 million increase over this year and represents the highest level of state funding for K-12 education in the Commonwealth's history.
Murray says the state is able to increase some spending and maintain many services, largely because of slightly higher tax revenues and savings from things like municipal health insurance reform. That reform law, which allows municipal workers to be moved into the larger state employee health insurance pool, has saved $60 million since it passed last year. Many municipal leaders are praising those changes, and they're welcoming the local aid announcement. Bill Scanlon is mayor of Beverly.
It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be less hard this coming year. And I'm very, very pleased to see the increase in Chapter 70 and holding everything else level.
But the Patrick administration does not expect that everyone will be as happy with the state budget. Administration and Finance Secretary Jay Gonzalez says the state's economy is still on the rebound.
We're not talking about a budget gap. I don't have a budget gap number for you. The concept that if we were to do nothing to try to contain costs, costs next year would be higher than they are this year is a fact. And so we have to take some steps to try to keep costs growth under control.
The governor releases his spending plan Wednesday. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.